Welcome back to the Press Box, our Saturday preview show, and my great host, Mr. Dave Baker. Dave, welcome back. It's already July 18th.
Come on, Gainer. Can you? Amazing. Can you imagine that, Gainer? Great to be with you again today. Let's go ahead and remind the folks, as always, that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equaride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene, let's turn our attention. We've kind of gotten the calendar back on normal schedule now as we look to the late summer. And the $1 million TVG.com Haskell Stakes and the 4-5 morning favorite is Authentic.
Yeah, you know, a great race on the calendar every year, Buzzy. Takes more significance even this year with the Derby now being moved to September. The Grade 1 Haskell Invitational now is not a, well, I guess it can be a prep for the Breeders' Cup, but it's also a prep for the Kentucky Derby now. And,
great point.
And, you know, a really good field of the, what I'd like to say, the haves and kind of the have-nots in here. Going to be heavily tilted betting-wise to the top three, led by Authentic, as you said, 4-5 morning line favorite, trained by Bob Baffert, ridden by Mike Smith. But you also got on the rail Dr. Post, who just ran second to Tis the Law in the Belmont, trained by Fletcher and ridden by Joe Bravo, a native of New Jersey and obviously knows the Monmouth racetrack as well as anybody. And then, of course, on the outside, the far outside, the seven hole, New York Traffic, a New York bred, trained by Safi Joseph Jr. and ridden by Paco Lopez. Those will be the three heavy bet. The most heavily bet in this field, and really rightfully so.
First race on the Haskell card today is at noon. NBC televises that card from 5 to 6 as part of the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series. Win and you're in, presented by America's Best Racing. Okay, so we know what the top of that card is. Who do you like and how are you going to play it in this field of seven, the 53rd edition of the Haskell?
Yeah, and you almost got to just kind of single in here, Buzzy, with such a short field. You know, you got the Travers a little bit later. You've got other races showing up. So these three-year-olds have been kind of divided throughout most of these races. You just had the Bluegrass last week at Keeneland. So a lot of these horses have been division's been split up. But, you know, I think even though he's shipping in all the way from the West Coast, Authentic at 4-5, if he stays anywhere close to even money or right about even money or even inches up the scale to 6-5, I really love this horse, Buzzy. I thought he needed the race in the Santa Anita Derby. He was beaten by RAP, but he was wide in that race throughout.
Right.
Gave ground, pressed the pace, and I just thought he was a race short. I think he will gain a lot out of that Santa Anita Derby, and I think he'll be very, very tough. I really think and have thought from day one, even when Baffert had Nadal and Charlatan and those horses in his barn headed towards the Derby, that this was his best horse, and I still do. I think Authentic will rebound from that Santa Anita Derby where he might have been just a little light on his conditioning. I think he'll run a big one, Buzzy. I'm going to bet him to win in place, Authentic, and then I'm going to keen both over and under the yellow button. One of the long shots kind of run in there. You know, Dr. Post is going to get a lot of action coming off of that Belmont and run against Tis the Law. I think he's kind of a hot horse. And then, New York Traffic ran such a big race down in Florida. I'm going to go with Authentic. I'm going to keen. I'm going to lay a little bit of money in there on the winning place, but also keen over and under. There's a horse in here, but before we leave, I got to chat a little bit about that.
Yep.
By the name of Ledda, I'm going to let you pronounce it. He's 20-1. He's trained by Claudio Gonzalez.
Okay.
Written by Alex Cintron. You know, a lot of times some of these local horses may not measure up on paper, Buzz. But, this horse is trained by a guy that's a native of Chile, came to this country and has made a name for himself. He's been one of the top trainers there on the East Coast, and I think the three-time leading trainer in the Jersey circuit. between Monmouth and, you know, some of the other tracks, Meadowlands and others that have run thoroughbreds there in New Jersey. This might be a sneaky good horse. Love the number six, Alex Centron. I'm not going to play him across the board, but I am looking at the yaw button and hope that a horse him or like him can kind of run in that second slot with Authentic.
I like that. All right. Of course, all of Gene's picks can be found at the PressBoxLPS.com on the Facebook page here as well. And, of course, you can get all the information you want on the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, getting oh so close to swinging the doors open. The Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Box. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a fantastic weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and look forward to seeing you soon in the winner's circle.
Let's go. Have a great one, buddy. Love you, pal.
Take care, man.
All right.